All right, time to look through the window of baseball. We do it for Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Of course, they've got those beautiful showrooms up in Berkeley and Monterey. And we bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, good morning on Sunday. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. What's going on?
Good. Well, actually, last night was one of those games that, you know, it's baseball. And you got to get 27 outs. Until you do that, it ain't over. And this Arizona team, Bruce, they know how to lift the ball in that ballpark. And they took advantage of a pitch that was over the plate. And the guy, and you know, in life, when you get your pitch, don't miss it. Castillo didn't miss it. And that was the story of the game.
Yeah, that was a shame because Samardzija pitched well, you know, well enough to win. It was looking like a nice, breath of fresh air for the Giants in that regard. And Strickland put one right down the pipe, and Castillo didn't miss it. It was a shame. And Osich walking Lamb on four pitches, that really riled riled Boshi. You don't bring in a guy who can't find the plate all of a sudden. It was very uncharacteristic of Osich. But like you say, you just you got to ride with it and see what happens today.
Yeah, and you know, they've played 83 games. And as I say, when you get to July, you know who you are. And July is when the front office, the spotlight goes on them. And I think we have a good idea of who they are and who Bochy is, the way he likes to manage. And I don't think he's got confidence in these guys. I don't care if they have two good weeks. The guy's on eggshells with them, and I think they actually have to go out and make something happen. And I would do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think that has to happen. Even the closer, Casilla, has been a little too erratic, I think. It's not like they're going to demote him completely, but they do need some help out there. Romo's supposed to come back pretty soon, maybe as soon as, you know, this week, but who knows there. There's just a lot of uncertainty. Just a couple of weeks ago, I thought, you know, that the bullpen was really coming around. You know, the young guys were coming through, and, you know, since then it's been pretty rocky. So, you know, Law and Osich and Guerin and Strickland, these guys are good, but they're not quite ready to close the door in a pennant race. We'll see.
Yeah, I say dependable. You see, you have to be locked down dependable.
Yeah.
Every bullpen guy is going to go through, I don't care who it is, they're going to go through ups and downs. But you have to be able to be dependable 90% of the time, 95% of the time, that the manager knows what he's going to get when he brings you in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't think he's got that comfort level now. So we'll see. But today Suarez goes against Robbie Ray. And I say this Arizona team, they're very aggressive. Greinke will not pitch here next week, by the way. He is going on the DL, so the Giants will miss him next week. But this Arizona team, Bruce, they may have trouble catching the ball. Segura threw the ball around last night, but they swing the bat. I'll tell you that. You make a mistake to them, they know how to hit it.
Yeah, Lamb is very dangerous. And, of course, you know, Goldschmidt's been tormenting the Giants for years. Tomas, they were really down on him about a month ago, but he can hurt you. It's like you say, especially in their ballpark, you know, they'll hurt you. That's the biggest way they hurt you. There's not a whole lot else that's terribly impressive about the team. But, you know, you got to be careful. You got to make your pitches or you'll get hurt.
I like Tomas because he never saw a first pitch he doesn't like.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, really, every first pitch, ground ball to short, there it goes.
He's out of the way.
Yeah, that's it. Cueto, he sent Cueto Christmas presents every inning. Cueto's dying on the mound out there. And Tomas swings at the first pitcher. I like that. That's the kind of player I like to see. Brandon McCarthy goes today for the Dodgers. And he's coming back, and we'll see what happens with him. Ryu goes on an assignment. So I think that's one to watch tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, you know, their rotation is just a big mystery now. The Kershaw thing is really potentially really dire. You know, he had an epidural for a mildly herniated disc, and usually you just don't get one of those. You know, it's a series of epidurals, and so who knows how long he's going to be out. And so now they're getting McCarthy back and Ryu. I mean, that doesn't scare the Giants, you know, to me. I mean, scarier to me is that Maeda keeps pitching the way he does, and they get Urias in there because, you know, those guys are, I think, you know, they're kind of in their prime. McCarthy's been through an awful lot. Who's to say they don't go back down? But McCarthy's a great guy. We know him from Oakland. He sends out great tweets. He's an extremely bright guy. And I pull for guys like that. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, he's one who got hit in the head as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he pitches today. I said tonight, but, of course, it's a 1 o'clock game. So that's one we'll follow as well. But tonight, the 5 o'clock game, I was very interesting. It is going to be at Fort Bragg. It's the first time a major sporting event is going to be on a military base. The first time a baseball game will ever be in North Carolina, obviously a major league game. And it involves the Braves and the Marlins and sort of celebrates the military at Fort Bragg. How about that?
You know, thinking back to, Bob Hope's tour of the military bases, the entertainers, the great tradition of entertainers going to military bases. But yeah, I think it's great. I think it's terrific. I mean, maybe they'll get a big pump out of Stanton, or maybe Freddie Freeman will go deep a couple times. But I mean, just the spirit of it is what matters, and pretty special. I think it's a good idea.
And I think baseball shows that it's flexible. I mean, there was a time that baseball would never think of having a game in a minor league, a regular season game. Now, the Dodgers and Giants did it in Jersey City when the Dodgers played in Roosevelt Stadium before they moved to L.A. They had about 7 or 8 games there. But I can't remember, they've done it in Puerto Rico. But this is one that I like the fact that they're open enough to take the game somewhere else and not be tied to a traditional stadium. It's going to be interesting to look at the stadium.
Yeah, I have no idea what it looks like, but it's a refreshing move. It's not something you're going to do regularly. There just aren't that many opportunities. You can't depart from a big league atmosphere, too often. It's not going to feel like the big leagues, just the way it looks in until they take the field, of course. But it's great. I really have no idea. I don't have an image of it, so we'll see what the highlights look like.
Yeah, it looked the picture I saw online looked like the bleachers. It's one level. I mean, it's not a two level kind of place. So the bleachers look like it was, just sort of like a college place or something. Oh, we'll see. But I'm glad they're doing it. Hey, Jake Arrieta last night, and we had Jerry Krasnick on. He was at the game last night. Jake Arrieta struggles some more. Falls behind, too many pitches. He goes 1-0. They're hitting him after that. How do you like Jake Arrieta? After all this, the Cubs now have lost 9 of 13. It just shows how pitching is so fragile, Bruce. It's so fragile. And you see Arrieta just killing everybody, and all of a sudden now he can't get people out.
Yeah, ever since he posed nude on a mound in the desert for ESPN, it's all gone downhill.
Have you seen this? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I've seen that photo from that session. He's got a glove, but that's it. And he's out in the desert, and there's a mound made of sand, and he's about ready to deliver. So,
okay.
But I mean, if for some reason he's got that horrible succession where it's a little tightness in the forearm, and we'll give him a little break, and oh my God, and it all goes bad. That would be a crushing blow for the Cubs, who, by the way, the Giants have as many wins as the Cubs, which I think is really interesting. After all this talk about how great the Cubs are, and they are great, and they're wildly entertaining, but the Giants are right there with them. But that would be a very disturbing development for the Cubs if there is actually something wrong with them. It doesn't appear that way now, so let's hope that's the case.
Yeah, it's more of command and that. But I'll tell you something: when a pitcher of that quality, and he's turned himself into a great pitcher, struggles for this period of time, and it's more than just one start, you wonder what's going on with him. And look, Lester's pitching today, and he's already given up a couple of home runs. The Mets are winning 2-1. The Mets are taking care of the Cubs. They took care of him in the playoff last year, and they're beating him up this year. So, I don't know, maybe the Cubs are not quite as Contreras is playing left field today. Maybe they're not quite as invincible as we thought.
Yeah, that was a big win for the Mets, for sure, because they're having all those pitching issues. And, this is a series where they got to stand up and show that, we're going to do this. We're going to be a wild card contender, if not, steal that division. Right now, I guess the Mets and the Dodgers are leading the wild card race, and the Cardinals are right there. There's 5 teams that are right there, actually. It's a great thing. But, To me, the Mets are really interesting. I mean, you know, from Cespedes, you know, Conforto's been struggling, but they got the great pitching, all sorts of issues. David Wright's out, and you know, Terry Collins is emotional wreck sometimes, and it's just always just incredible drama. But you know, they're right there. I'd like to see him bring that drama into the postseason.
Yeah, well, they just hit another home run. It's 4-1 now. Rene Rivera hit a 2-run shot off Lester.
Wow. Yeah.
And they hit 5 homers off of Hamill the other night. We talked about.
Yeah, who's going to start the All-Star game? I mean, Bumgarner's not going to do it. Kershaw and Greinke, Arrieta. I mean, who's left to start that game?
Well, Jose Fernandez got hit hard yesterday. That's one. And I think Cueto, honestly,
I
would think Cueto against Chris Sale. I would think that.
Beautiful.
That should be the matchup. And he'll have plenty of rest, too. Yesterday, we learned that summer is here in baseball. 17-5, Minnesota over Texas. And 21-2. How about that? I mean, seriously, you know, it's summertime, right? The weather's heating up. And 21-2, John Farrell cannot feel great right now in Boston, you know, because the Wolves are at his door.
Yeah, that's the kind of game you figure it's the Red Sox laying the wood on somebody. C.J. Cron going 6-for-6. Yeah, Farrell looked a little exasperated in the clips after the game. Things are really not going too well. And, you know, the media will get all over you back there at the slightest sign of collapse. There's, I don't know, awful lot of talent on that team already, you know, with Bogarts and Betts and Bradley and Pedroia and Ortiz. And I just can't see them falling completely out of the picture. But, you know, you got to pitch.
Right.
They didn't pitch too well last night.
No. Buchholz can't get anybody out, and they don't have any pitching. And, you know, but they're going to. They're going to be in this market, Julio Teheran or son. They have to get somebody. They're 11-17 in the last 28 games. They've got Dave Dombrowski in there, and he's got to make it happen. And then they've got this Torey Lovullo, who filled in for Farrell last year, and Farrell, of course, had the cancer, and had the treatments that he couldn't work, and then Lovullo did very well, and now Farrell's back, and he's the bench coach. You know, Lavilla's, so you can imagine. You can imagine what that looks like. So we've got drama coming out of Boston. Believe me, that's coming. So Strasburg comes back today for the Mets. He could start the game. He's 10-0.
Yeah, he could. Absolutely. That'd be a good choice too. I'm really following the Nats. You know, largely because of Dusty, but they're just an interesting team in general. But Strasburg coming back is huge for them. And the kid, is it Giolito? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Uh-huh.
He looked really good in his first start. They've got so much talent. They got the shortstop Trey Thompson, who could come in and step in at some point to replace Espinoza. As you say, Strasburg is a treat to watch. He's phenomenal breaking pitches. He's still throwing really, really hard. And you know they're going to need. They don't need any more setbacks from him. They got to have him all the way down the stretch here, because it's a good rotation. If that kid Giolito steps in for Gio Gonzalez or whatever happens, that's going to be they're going to be tough to keep out of the playoffs.
Yeah, this is a good story. I like the National show, and we haven't seen him yet either. Harper didn't hustle on a double. Dusty took him aside, and Harper says, "Don't worry, it'll never happen again." So that's the value of Dusty in situations like that.
I hope it doesn't happen again. I mean, geez, he's old enough to where that should never happen. Well, you know, what's he doing out there?
Well, he thought it was going out, one of those.
Yeah, I say it will happen again. Not that he's trying to buck Dusty. I just think he's got it in him to admire stuff a little too much. And sometimes, when it's not time for admiration.
Yeah. And plus, when you lose the game, it's not cool either.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's today. Giants try to get something done in Arizona. Suarez against this team. I think he's got his hands full. We'll have to see if he's up to it to really shut this team down. They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really big start for Suarez, as he's kind of right on the edge of things. And, you know, if Kane comes back strong and whatever, and I know they're going to bypass, I guess, Suarez's start for the benefit of Bumgarner getting an extra start, overall a good thing for the team. But So we'll see how Suarez does. Who can predict? I mean,
no, you just got
in that ballpark. But you know, we haven't seen enough of him to really know. He could pitch seven great innings or get shelled in the second.
Yeah, and all these games are tight. You know, they had some stat. I don't know, 10 or 12 in a row, one or two run difference in these games. So they're all pretty tight games. They seem to come down to Brad Ziegler at the end every time. You know what I mean? We see a lot of Brad Ziegler in this thing.
Way too much Ziegler.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Have a great afternoon. A pleasure talking to you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. We're out at the ballpark tomorrow.
Absolutely. Talk to you then, Marty.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks. Okay. Have a good day. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.